And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. It's Pete Gray, sort of, like some kind of voice there. And Rock Cod Rick, yeah, 60% fair. Rock Cod Rick Max is here 100%. And Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing tackles 110%.
Ooh.
So between us all, we have about, let's see, 214%.
Nice.
So how about that? We got Adam, too, and he's about 90% because he's a little sick, too. But we're all good. It's the last day of 2017. Wow. Headed into 2018, we're going to have a great show here with Doug. Talking tackle and fishing. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee you the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, Doug Kern, good. What a way to wrap up 2017.
The best.
I can't tell you, I was thinking about it. I am so stoked for some reason to be here on the last day of an incredible year. And I know we're just going to talk about, you know, all the stuff that went on this year, tackle-wise, the fishing, just the unusual, you know, exceptionally awesome things that happened, you know, the last few years, but... You know, this year was just another great year, and I mean, here we are, last day of the year, and all, you know, the hope going into next year, what's it going to be, There's just so many reasons to think that next year is going to be a great year in so many ways. So I'm just really excited to be here today.
It was all part of the plan. Yes, indeed. And am I correct that you caught your grandson's first yellowtail 2 days ago or 3 days ago?
Yes.
That's so cool.
In local waters, in like right off of Point Lopez.
Not even local waters. I mean, we left the bait receiver and put the Rapalas in, you know,
wow.
Kind of like leaving Kona and putting the jigs in, you know.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah, so.
Yep. He's 7 years old. You know, I, of course, am going to expose my grandkids to fishing because just, you know, but I'm not going to force them to fish if they don't want to, but Caden definitely has the bug. He just takes to it. He loves being on the boat. He, you know, he'll spend hours practicing casting. He just loves the whole fishing thing.
Cool.
We went on the Dolphin earlier in the year. We were catching some caligos, and he says, "Granddad, I just love fishing. When can we go again?" I said, "Well, you know, maybe next week." And he looks at me with his eyes and looks up at me and says, "Granddad, I think I'm done with these little fish. I want a blue or a yellow." And I'm like, oh, my God, I've created a monster. So
wow.
Anyway, during the summer, you know, just things work out the way they work out. And we got him some Dorado, got him some of those big Bonita, got him some calicos. We do a lot of bay bass fishing, but couldn't get that yellowtail. We saw one yellowtail under a kelp patty, and I said, "Caden, look at that yellowtail." He says, "Granddad, I'm not leaving this patty till I catch that yellowtail." We stayed there, and we never caught him. We caught some Dorado. So I figured, okay, well, he's going to have to wait till next year. Well, then, of course, all these yellowtails start biting. And, you know, I'm asking his mom, "Can he play hooky from school?" And she's like, "No, he can't play hooky from school." So I just figured, okay, it's not in the cards. Well, of course, they all have Christmas break. And, you know, the yellows are biting. It's like, what the heck? So we go out there, and it was a pretty darn tough day. But we got one gift from above. He got his first 9-pound yellowtail. He was giggling and laughing and having the greatest time. And
so cool.
The thing fought really hard. It, you know, it was on a Rapala, but I'm trolling on my 20-pound bait rod so that he can, you know, feel the fight and rip and drag and the whole thing. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Fun.
Yeah.
So and this rad. Yellowtail fishing, I mean, the guys going offshore, that bluefin slowed down. It's still there, but those guys stopping on patties are loading up on yellows.
Well,
huh?
A condor had 170 yellowtail yesterday. I mean, it is on.
Yeah. Awesome. What is it? Is it this really the end of the year?
Yes.
The last day of the year?
We, you know, we've had a few years over the last 4 years where we've had 12-month yellowtail, and, you know, we've had lots of mixed year classes and size classes, and we've had the little throwback 5-pounders. We've had these 8 to 12 pounders we're catching right now. We've had fish up to over 30 pounds. You know, it's just been a good mixed bag. I mean, they, Pete and I were out there at the Coronado Islands. They were, you know, a 15 pound average. So lots of different year classes, which really means that the population is super healthy. And
oh, yeah.
We had offshore fish, local fish, all the way up and down the coast, you know, inshore, offshore. You know, it's just a very healthy yellowtail population by all accounts.
Very, very good. And,
yeah.
And so much bait in the water everywhere,
yep.
It seems like.
I mean, that's, you know, Pete Gropespec told us a long time ago, don't leave the grocery store. Well, we're living in Vons right
yeah,
now.
Oh, yeah. Big time, no doubt about it. So what's happening at Fisherman's Landing Tackle?
It's just been a really incredible year. In so many ways, we had a banner year fishing wise, and of course our, you know, we have such great customers, and we just enjoyed all year long helping people figure out how to catch a giant bluefin and some of the odd things that have happened over the last couple of years. You know, we're just so lucky to have, you know, have the crew that we have, and, you know, to have to schedule two people every Friday night and one person every weekday night to get boats out, and, you know, the Dolphin leaving in the morning with 75 people at times, you know,
whoa.
Averaging over 60 every morning to go catch those yellowtail. So we've been real busy, and it's been a fun challenge because, you know, we went through Tackle Day, and we had to plan that while we were in full crazy summer mode in October. And, you know, we're not in full crazy summer mode, but we have activity. I mean, every morning there's 70 people getting on the half-day boat, and then all the people coming on their lunch hour buying rail rods and Calicas so they can go down and catch, you know, yellowfin at Guadalupe. And
Guadalupe fishing is,
yes.
Is better than ever.
Just so many cool things going on. It's just been a really fun winter. And, you know, day after tomorrow I leave for a tackle show over in Las Vegas where we do all of our buying for the Fred Hall shows. So in the middle of, you know, having full-speed business, trying to get ready, you know, what are we going to take to the Fred Hall show? I mean, it doesn't feel like we're getting ready for the Fred Hall show, but it's December 31st.
So what's going to happen in Vegas? What are you going to buy?
I'm going to buy a lot of fluorocarbon, for one thing. I'm going to buy a lot of fluorocarbon.
We joked about that at the shop, you know, trying to make plans, you know, for the year coming up and what's going to be the hot thing and what's going to be this and what do we need to do. And last year, Doug jokingly just said, like, I didn't know how much we were going to go through, but we just came off a fantastic year fishing. It was just like the scenario we have right now. We just came off of a fantastic year fishing. I mean, let's face it, all signs point to a very good year again next year. And so we just bought more than you would think we could ever go through ever, and it still wasn't enough. You know, so, like, what do you do? Like, it's wild.
So, I mean, who knows? You know, it could be great. It could be horrible. It could be different. But I'm going to buy a lot of 80-pound fluorocarbon.
Wow. No doubt. Wow. And that's the hot stuff.
Well, let's face it. We had 100-pound bluefin all year long. And when they were biting the flat fall and sinker rig bait fishing, you fish 80-pound fluorocarbon on top of your 100-pound, Spectra on your Talica 20. That's just what you did. And then same exact rig down at Guadalupe. And a lot more of the boats have permits now for Guadalupe. So, you know, person after person coming in the store, you know, do you have 80-pound fluorocarbon? And so, you know, and then the other end of the spectrum, we've got small sardines and the fish in the 60, and the fish are real finicky. We need 15 and 20 pound and size 1-0 hook. And so normally it's 25, 30, and 40 and a 2-0 and 3-0 hook. And now it's 15 or 80 with, you know, a 6-0 or a size 1 or a 1-0. So, I'm really fired up for this next year. And, you know, we talk to the scientists that go on the Shogun all the time on these bluefin tagging trips, and they say this bluefin is likely just living here for an extended period of time. Every year class, all those little peanuts we had at the Coronado Islands, 12, 15 pounders. We had the 20 to 30 pounders. We had the 35, 40 to up to 70 pounders. We had the 90 to 140 pounders. We had the 2 to 300 pounders. Every year class is living here, and they just live here now. It's winter, and we're driving 60 miles away from San Diego catching bluefin in December.
You talked about having 12 months worth of yellowtail. I mean, we had 10 months worth of bluefin. I mean,
yeah.
there was 2 months out of this year, January and February of 2017, were the only times you couldn't go out and catch a bluefin. From March until December 31st, there has been bluefin available every single day locally.
And it's probably just not enough boats out. January and February, I'm sure they were here.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, and 2017 had so much going on at Fisherman's Landing, too. I mean, a full-service landing now.
Yep.
A full year of a full-service landing.
Well, we legitimately, you know, have a top half-day boat in the entire California coast, the Dolphin. We have an amazing three-quarter-day boat in the Liberty, as good as it gets, both boat-wise and crew-wise. I think everybody's finally realizing that, because we were, for the longest time, we were the long-range landing. We had the best overnight and day and a half type fleet. We had the, you know, 6 long range boats doing everything from 3 days to, 21 days to Clipperton times. But, you know, the full long range top guys in the business. And when I got to the landing in 1986, you know, I begged Bill and Frank, we need a half and three quarter day, because I wanted to sell a bunch of jigs in the tackle store.
Of course.
But legitimately, you know, the people that start out go on a half-day trip, and then if they're stoked on it, then they graduate up to a three-quarter day. And, you know, now we've got those people that can just stay in the family here at Fisherman's Landing and go all the way up and fish the 16-day trips. So, it's pretty cool. And then, you know, I feel like we have the best tackle store anywhere for saltwater. So, I mean, we really do have a good thing going over there at Fisherman's Landing.
No doubt about it, yeah. And plus the guys that you have both at the landing as well as in the tackle store there. You walk in there, there's always something else. I give you an example. I walked into a local marine store, a large local marine store yesterday. And, I mean, it's like, can somebody help me here? You walk into Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and it's like, somebody says, how can I help you?
Yeah,
that's the way a service business should be.
It's true.
We pride ourselves on that. Everybody there is very fishy, and I think that's, you talk about Dave Pfeiffer, and the team that he puts together over at Shimano, first and foremost, all those guys are stoked on fishing, so they get how their tackle relates to the fishermen. Well, we're the same way.
Yeah.
We're all stoked on fishing, and we just get excited when somebody comes in the shop and we can relate to their situation and put them into the right piece of gear and on the right boat, you know, for what they want to do.
You bet. You know, and that's the thing, you know, maybe it's because I'm getting old and cranky or whatever, but I go into a place that's supposed to be
just
a
cranky.
Service. Yeah, cranky. I go in a place that's a service business and, you know, people standing around, like, that just doesn't happen at Fisherman's Landing. It's like, you guys, I mean, are constantly helping people, and you have enough staff there to take care of people, even when the time, well, even like in the hectic times.
Yep.
Sure.
And that's a sign of a well-run business.
Yep. Well, I mean, it's funny that you said that about going into a large marine store. I went into a large music store yesterday, yeah. A guitar store.
Uh-huh.
I won't say the name.
Okay.
But I was so bummed at how they treated me, and I'm going over to an independent store today,
yep.
And I read all the reviews, and it just reminded me of our store. You know, those guys are helpful. They spent the time. They weren't trying to just upsell me for a commission.
Yeah.
So
an example.
I enjoy good customer service in any industry. I really do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And that's the thing. You know, there's so much competition now on the web.
Yeah.
Sure.
And, you know, it's like, well, I know there are those people that, like use you guys, basically, and then go buy it for $5 less on the web, which is just wrong. But the bottom line is that's why you maybe pay $5 more, is you get a little extra service when you go into a well-run shop like Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Yep, and I don't begrudge anybody for shopping the way they shop, but a lot of times you're not paying $5 more, you're paying the same, and then when you have a problem, it costs you money in return shipping and hassle and trying to deal with a company that you've never met before. And I think people that buy fishing tackle want to touch the gear and, and actually get the advice, because we
can
take them out on the dock and give them a casting lesson, or we can, you know, teach them how to use the gear and how to set the drags properly and make the connections so they don't lose that one fish. I mean, it's just not worth trying to do some of this stuff yourself. I mean, this is getting pretty technical, this big bluefin stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I think to an inappropriate level, we go overboard in making – we're aware of that. We're aware of exactly, Pete, what you just said, and to an inappropriate level, we make sure that our customers are taken care of. And when – somebody buys something that fails them for whatever the reason is, whether it be manufacturer or this or that, you know, we're the ones that take care of getting it fixed, you know, and I can't tell you how many times I hear myself or Doug or any one of the boys say that, and, you know, guy comes in with a problem and he's really bummed out and he bought this reel and clearly this reel is used and there was this problem, and, you know, you hear it all the time. Well, that's why you bought it. That's why you bought it here. That's not why you bought it on Amazon. You bought it Fisherman's Landing. Here you go. You know, and when or whatever the scenario is to fix. Well, let's just pull this thing apart and figure it out now, or let's get you a new one, and we'll worry about getting with the manufacturer,
right.
I mean, that's why you buy at a place like Fisherman's Landing, is you get that service.
Let's take an example of a fishing rod that has a lifetime warranty or a warranty on the rod, right?
Sure.
Give me one, like a Shimano rod.
Yeah, sure. Like a.
Okay. So you break that rod. And you buy it online, what do?
Yeah.
You're messed up.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a deal on that. Most rod manufacturers have gotten away from a lifetime unlimited warranty.
Right.
They have a limited lifetime warranty against the manufacturer's defect. So if the rod legitimately breaks for manufacturer's defect, anybody will replace it.
Anybody will replace it.
But we have such good relationships with our suppliers and our manufacturers that they will bend the rules for us, where they might not bend the rules elsewhere because they know that we will assess the situation. And if it was kind of a legitimate situation, even though technically the guy didn't have his receipt and it's been longer than 1 year, they're going to go out of their way to help us help that customer. They have trust in us not to abuse that, you know, that knowledge and that power. And so we can take care of guys where a lot of dealers may not be able to.
Yeah. There, that's an example of the kind of service you get.
Yeah.
So, I mean, kind of going forward on that whole subject, I just want to stress the importance of buying local.
Totally.
Buying from your local tackle store and how important that is to support that local tackle store and the kind of service you get there.
Cool. Thanks, Pete.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Absolutely. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
Well, you're not kidding, man. So much cool stuff to talk about today. Great information, great times, and we got the man. We got the tackle guru sitting here today. It's going to be so much fun talking fishing and answering your questions. And if you want to get through and join us this morning, there's two ways that you can do that. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be answering all your questions today, not only do we got the tackle man himself, Doug Kern, here, we are also giving away a great prize, and that's an opportunity for one lucky caller to go fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. It's a three-quarter day trip to get to go fishing with Captain Taro, Captain Neeble, get in all that great fishing that those guys had in 2017, because I think 2018 is going to be a banner.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be very fun. So, again, if you want to get through, the phones are already packed up, but there's going to be plenty of opportunities here in this show. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this, our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com. Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check gamakatsu.com.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Phones are packed. Doug's a popular guy.
I could agree with you more, man.
It's just a popular show.
Yeah,
come on.
It's a popular show. See, popular guy, popular show.
I get to answer the phone at the tackle store every day. I know exactly how popular it is. Every time. Yeah. Hey, can I talk to Doug?
There's a few people that want to talk to Rock on Rick, too.
Yeah.
Mostly Doug.
So, We have a little debate going here, Doug, and you can help us out here.
All right.
Marcos at C4 Sport Fishing says we can't call rock cod Rick during January and February because the rockfish season is closed. So what's your thought?
Well, no, we fish in Mexican waters for rock cod.
Like
we're the only place along, you know, this California coast where we're within striking distance of the Mexican border. So I'm going to make the ruling that rock cod Rick will be rock cod Rick for 365 days a year, except in leap years, 366.
Okay.
Final ruling.
All right, we're fine there.
Good clarification.
All right, good.
Solid.
Thanks. Yeah. You hear that, Marco? There you go. All right, well, let's jump into those phones.
You got it, man. Well, what better way to start it off than talking to the man himself, speaking of Doug's, Doug, who's calling us from Montebello this morning.
Good morning, Doug. Doug from Montebello.
Hi, Doug. Good name there, Doug.
Oh, I've been waiting to hear that. How you doing, Doug?
What's up, Doug?
You got a good name there.
You got a good name, too.
I was kind of about the Spectra. Which reel would you not recommend that somebody does put Spectra on?
You know, I think every reel has the potential to use Spectra in some situations or another. And obviously we've started using a lot of full reels with little short top shots. The main reason that I would use a monofilament top shot that might be as much as 100 yards is surface iron jig casting. Also yo-yo jigging. I think a lot of times when there's no stretch in the line, you end up ripping the jig out of the fish's mouth on the strike. But every reel, it's just line. You're just attached to a fish, and there's no reason that you couldn't use Spectra on any reel out there now. It's just a way of life. It shouldn't even be a debate anymore. Anybody that wants to use Spectra on any reel, it's good to go.
Cool. Very good, Doug. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Don. He's calling from Woodland Hills this morning. Hey, Don, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks,
morning,
Don.
How are you?
I am doing great, Doug. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't call in and talk to you and Pete and Rick and thank you for helping me achieve a fantastic 2017.
Ooh.
As far as fishing goes.
Nice.
Yeah, good one.
You guys are awesome. I kind of talk with my buddies about fishing hardware and software, and the hardware is all the gear and all the tackle and,
yep.
You put together. The software is the stuff between the ears. It's what you learn from folks like you and Rick and Ryan and Pete and all the guests on Let's Talk Hookup and all the experts on the boat. And it helped me achieve my personal goal. I had three fish over 100 pounds, which was just breaking 100 pounds was my goal. And I achieved it three times. And I thank you all for reaching that plateau.
That's awesome. So congratulations. Random. We just love hearing stuff
That's
like
cool.
that.
Really neat. Well, good for you, Don. I hope you get a lot of fishing in 2018.
I will, and Happy New Year to you all.
I got to hear, though, what was the big one? I mean, we had three over 100. What was the big one, and how'd you catch them?
It was a 168 bluefin on the RP at the 60-mile bank, fishing my Talica 25.
Talica 25.
And
wow.
Using that Guadalupe rod that I bought from you guys at the Fred Hall Show.
That's it.
That's rad, man.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, congratulations, Don. That's
what
great.
A fish. Hopefully you can top that in
Guadalupe
2018.
Special.
It's going to be a tough one to top.
It's something to achieve.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Especially 60 miles from home.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Happy New
Way
Year
to go,
you, Don. Thanks a lot for the call.
Happy
this
need.
Morning. All right. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you want to check out what the studio looks like right now in our Mighty 1090 studio, you go to our Facebook or Instagram pages, which you can link right up the top of our Let's Talk Hookup page, letstalkhookup.com. Go to the top right corner. You can see all our social media, and you can see smiling Doug Kern.
That's it.
And myself and Ricky here in the Mighty 1090 studios. Thanks to Adam, our expert photographer, for shooting up that picture. And Madam does kind of everything. He takes the photos for Instagram, Facebook. He posts our archives, which are up all the time, and he instantly gets those archives up as soon as he can, so you can listen 724 on demand to podcasts of Let's Talk Hookup anytime, anywhere. And he also produces the show on the other side. He answers the phone. he helps us take the phone numbers down. He's got a lot to do in a two-hour period.
He would be in a lot of trouble with that.
Yeah, so we're very, very thankful to have Adam.
And the listeners can see the sign up on the wall before it fell down and about scared all of us to death here about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, it happens. We're working on making that a permanent sign in the studio, but they have their bank of TVs up there that they have to watch sport. For some reason, there's other sports that happen here at the Mighty 1090.
What? Than fishing?
Yeah, other than fishing, I don't get it.
No, I don't get it either.
Yeah,
I mean, all fishing all the time.
Being Southern California and being the sport fishing capital of the world.
Yes.
I mean, it should be all fishing all the time.
I agree.
Yeah,
I like your
all
style.
Right. Well, we're working on it. Anyway, hey, let's go south down to Rancho Leonero. Our buddy John Ireland's on the line for a final 2017 wrap-up report. Good morning, John.
Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick. Hi, Doug.
Good morning. How are you doing, John? Good to hear from you.
Doing great. Happy New Year to you guys and everybody out there.
Happy New Year.
Well, hey, I'm up here. I'm going back down on the 2nd, and I'm on your website. How do I see you guys? Pete, direct me in. And
so if you go to the top right corner of our website, you'll see some icons on the top on the top right, and you click on either our Facebook or Instagram. So the easiest one would be the Instagram, which is the first red one. It says My Cart. Then there's a red one that's Instagram. And then there's the blue one that's Facebook. And then, of course, we have our YouTube account, too, and our Twitter account. But Instagram and Facebook is what you want to do. At Hookup1090 is our Instagram handle. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show is our Facebook handle. And, of course, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on YouTube. Those are our primaries up there.
So okay.
Just click on that. You'll see us. And then, of course, the archives for all the shows are up on our archives page. It says Show Archives. And you'll see after we post that our picture will be up there with the archive, so you can see what it looked like in the studio.
Cool. Excellent.
All right.
Amazing, the technology. Amazing.
Indeed it is, huh?
Well, anyway, I just wanted to give you a kind of an update of what's going on down there as long as we're on. It's, believe it or not, we got a decent Dorado bite. Water temp's about 72 to 74. It hasn't been a windy winter. It's been very light winds all through December. And I'm very fishable, but some marlin on the bank in front and very good bottom fishing this time of year. That's kind of the hidden secret of the East Cape. The bottom fishing is better in the winter than it is in the summer, a little cooler water, bigger fish and a lot of them. The commercial guys are really knocking. A lot of Pargo and Cabrilla coming up. I was down there last week, and it was quite a few coming up, but that down by the Pongueros, all the commercial guys are fishing the bottom hard and doing really well. But anyway, I just called in to say Happy New Year to you guys and wishing everybody a great 2018.
Absolutely, John. And we were just kind of looking. We were looking at our icons after I told you all that. For some reason, our Instagram
couldn't get on. Be honest.
Our Instagram is not working, but if you go to our Facebook icon, that's working. Go there,
okay,
you'll be able to see that. So it's right there.
And there you go.
And there it is. There's the studio shot right there on our Facebook icon there. So you'll be able to see that. We'll get that. We'll work on that Instagram icon. But if you have Instagram and you have Hookup1090, at Hookup1090 is our Instagram, you'll be able to get up there.
Mine popped up. It was just super slow running for some
reason. Ah, okay.
There it is.
So is it the gold? It's the gold icon?
Yeah, it's just the one. It's like
It's not the red one. It's the gold.
Yeah, it's like a little picture of
the
gold. Like a camera.
Okay, wait a second. Yeah. Let me get
it's
up.
The
Let me
gold
try it again
icon.
Here. Yeah, the gold one's the one. Okay.
That's the Instagram one. So
fourth one in.
Yeah, fourth one in. You'll be able to see it.
Well, John, an awesome year for sure, and what a great year for fishing at the East Cape. And I know, you know, just
our
like
best
year
before, in 20 years.
Wow.
That's
incredible.
And
fantastic.
That's from the man himself, so that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and next week, John, next Saturday, we're going to get a kind of an update about traveling to Rancho Leonero and all that stuff next week. Next Saturday, we have Harold Davis, the one and only from Davis Boats. It's going to be our 2018 travel show where we're going to talk about all different travel opportunities that you have to go with Let's Talk Hookup on. And that'll be a fun show, and we'll have you calling in as well as a lot of other resort operators about traveling to their destinations, including one of our favorite, which is Rancho Leonero.
I'm looking forward a lot on that show, not just about the killer fishing opportunities, but just all the information from guys like Harold and guys like yourself that have been a bunch of times. And you know, there's trips and ticks and ways to pack and things to plan for that, like, if you can get some inside dope on that, it'll make your trip way cooler. I think that is a really cool idea, and I'm really looking forward to next
week. It was Harold Davis.
I think it's going to be a great show.
Oh,
it's the new year. It's time for everybody to start planning for their vacations for 2018, right?
Exactly.
Bet. Well, if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero, better get going, right?
You better get going. Yeah, we're actually taking lots of reservations for next year for sure. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate that. And we will talk to you next Saturday.
You sure will. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Appreciate the call this morning.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, let's jump right back into the phones. They are packed solid for Doug. Let's talk to Dave. He's calling us from Anza this morning. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Yeah.
Hey, everybody, and Happy New Year to all of you guys there. Say, hey, Pete, I really enjoyed your email newsflash you put out this last week. That was quite a travel itinerary you had last year, and I hope you have a replay on all of it, minus the medical part of it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah, I wrote a little synopsis of my year of everything, including my heart issues and all the travel issues and such like that. Travel fun and heart issues, I should say. And that was on our email blast this past week. Let's Talk Hookup. If you just go sign up for our email, you'll get that. But it was it's listed on our current email list there, a little synopsis about what happened, though. But thank you, Dave, for that.
Sure, okay. Yeah, Doug, I always enjoy when you're on the show. I feel like I'm going to fishing university listening to you talk about equipment there. So, yeah, I got a question for you, Doug. When we purchase outdoor equipment, whether it's fishing, hunting gear, I know there's an excise tax that's put on that that's supposed to go back into funding outdoor activities. And since we don't see that itemized on our bill, when, say, I buy something for $100, how much is that excise tax? And also, is there any local projects that are benefiting from this tax on the equipment we buy?
Well, that's the old Dingell Johnson Act of 1984. And in my opinion, and I'm not super well-versed on the language or anything else, but it was supposed to go into a fund to help outdoor, recreational, fishing and so forth. And I think the money basically got sucked into the general fund.
Gosh, I can't believe that.
If I'm incorrect, I can certainly be, educated. But anyway, the general excise tax is 10% on all fishing equipment. One exception to that is rods. It's either 10% or $10, whichever is less. So if you buy a $200 rod, $10 went. And the reason you don't see it itemized on our bill is because it's at the manufacturer's level. So we might see it on an invoice to us from the manufacturer, but you won't see it because we're not charging you an excise tax. It was already charged to us, so that goes into our cost of goods, and then it gets passed along, unfortunately. But
so if you pay $300 for a Shimano reel, $30 was tax minus the state tax.
Pretty much, yes.
Wow,
that's a true statement. I mean, you have to understand there is a markup at every level. So the manufacturer marks up to us, and then we have to mark up to the retail customer. So, it might have come to us, and maybe we paid $20 or $25 to the manufacturer, but then, we've got to recover a profit on that. It goes on up the line. It's every industry has similar things like that. It's on diesel fuel and everything
electronics
else.
Electronics and things like that, too.
I'm sure. Yeah. It's just a very common thing. It's a tax you just kind of don't see or think about, but it's there.
It's one of those things that frustrates me so much because the Dingell Johnson idea, that thing is so that there's X amount of monies that manage our fisheries, and that's money to, like, help preserve and help, put back and whatever it is, establish acts. It's all these things that we as fishermen are paying for, and that's where most of the, revenue that the DFG uses for those projects comes from. And yet, the people who want to shut things down, they're not the ones that are purchasing fishing tackle, and they're not the ones that are, like, all of that money.
They're not contributing.
Yeah, I mean, the fish belong to all of us. Like, the fish belong to every one of us. And, the fishermen are the one that are paying for us to all have the ability to get to continue to do all that. And the people that, it's kind of like the people that don't put in on it are the ones that are wanting it shut down. It's a frustrating thing if you look at it from the dollars and cents wise.
Well, I had an interesting thought when John Ireland was on there. I'm just going through all these great comments, best fishing year in 20 years, and you look at some of our captains, have become commercial albacore fishermen, having great years up north. The albacore populations have been great. The bluefin is as good as it's ever been. The yellowtail, 12-month yellowtail, great calico bass fishing. The rock cod fishing is amazing. And it just goes to show you, if you really think about it, how cyclical things are. We went through some times where the fishing was tough, and we said, we've wiped out all the fish. That's not the case at all. I've watched over my entire lifetime, And, you know, I do see that fishermen that partake in the sport are the ones that care about the resource, and I think some of these enviros care about the money and the power. And if you really look at what's going on, we're just in a great cycle. We've been through some tough cycles. The fisheries are healthy. There's no reason that, you know, all these areas need to be shut down. I just hope people would take this time to recognize that, because we're in such a great cycle. It's all cyclical. And yes, we have to be careful with our resource, but let's not get crazy, people.
For sure. Dave, thanks for all your help and support, and thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Steve,
our
good buddy who always got us as a backup anytime there's a question that's anything department related. Steve Crook sent me a message that said the Dingle Johnson money goes to fisheries agencies in the states. At least in California, it for sure stays in the department's dedicated fund. So that's good.
I'm glad to hear that, because I know the talk was years ago that it wasn't.
Yeah. No,
another reason to buy local.
There you go.
Hey, there's some guy named Frank Lopresti on the line. You know him?
I do know him.
Yeah?
He's a great guy. He's got some
real
great
nice
boats.
Guy. Yeah.
Got a great fishing landing.
Really good.
Good morning, Frank. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, but. Boy, I mean, talk about that fishing that Renee found yesterday, wasn't it? I'm sure you guys have been talking about it, over.
Oh yeah. Sounded like all mixed sizes, but a lot of good ones. And I don't know what they ended up with, but sounded like it was in kind of striking distance of maybe a 2 or 2.5 day trip like that. And I'm not sure if he's planning another trip or two, but, a fish over 100, mostly that 50 to 60 pound stuff, a lot of 35 to 50. I know they were up in the 30s or 40s in numbers midday. Do you know what they ended up with, Frank?
No, I don't know what Renee ended up with. I know last time I talked to him, he had 43 aboard and had 2 or 3 hanging.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He only had one, had one fish over 100, about 130. And, you know, Renee is renowned, well-known for underestimating his fish by at least 10 pounds.
That is not very
35
true.
To 40s, I'll guarantee, are 50 to 60s. But I think, you know, Jonathan had a 170, a 161, and 2 130s.
And these are bluefin tuna, Frank?
Bluefin.
Bluefin.
Yep.
And when you're saying Renee, you're talking about the Shogun.
Shogun.
When you're saying Jonathan, you're talking about the Royal Polaris. Just making sure our listeners understand that.
Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah. So
Renee found that fish. Renee went looking for that fish early in the morning, and in fact, he planned on doing the whole day, and he found fish by, I think, 7 in the morning. And he found several bunches, and everybody else that got out to him, I know Jonathan found several bunches, but he got hung up with those bigger, those 150-pounders. But anyhow, the main reason why I'm calling is we did go ahead and schedule a 2.5-day trip. It's leaving, I believe, at 5 p.m. this coming Friday.
Nice.
And we'll fish all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and be in Monday morning, approximately 7 a.m. So it's a 2.5-day, all meals included. Meals included on Friday night, and it's, I believe, $700. Okay?
And that's on the Shogun, Frank?
That is on the Shogun.
Okay.
And they can call our office for reservations, okay?
Wow.
The first guy in your block to have a 100-pound bluefin in 2018.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah,
that's so
a heck
cool,
of
Frank.
An opportunity, and looks like this beautiful weather is going to hold, so
yeah, it's
get on the boat.
Incredible. I'm just going to throw it out there. The Shogun is one of the most bluefin-savvy boats ever, with all their tagging trips they've done over the decades, and that is the bluefin boat, so I'm not surprised they had such a good catch
and
yesterday.
And Captain Rene, man. When we went on our trip down there to Guadalupe with Captain Rene, he's a man.
He's a great guy.
He's a really good guy and
yep.
a really good fisherman,
he's
for sure.
He's a fish killer, man. Yeah. I really, really like him.
Yeah, very, very
hey,
focused.
Hey, Pete, it's going to be our goal someday to get him on the show, but I told him yesterday, I said, why don't you call in tomorrow morning? He says, Frank, I'm good at fishing. I'm not good at talking.
Yeah, he talked pretty well. We have actually a YouTube a video on our website, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, on our YouTube channel. And we had Captain Murray talking on the video, so you'll have to check that out.
Cool.
Silent killer.
Well,
yeah.
I will. I will. All you
right.
must have got it on the boat.
Yeah, I got it on the boat, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's more comfortable
in
on the boat.
Comfort zone.
All right. Yeah. Well, happy New Year, Frank, to you and Kathy and the family, and I hope you celebrate and have a great time, and looking forward to great 2018 with you.
Yes, we are. Thank you, Pete. Bye-bye. Right, thank you, Rick and Doug.
See you, Frank.
Appreciate the call. Wow, how about that, huh?
That was such an exciting phone call we got yesterday. I mean, it is, you know, because that fishing on the 60, it by no means was over, but it had started to wane a little bit. And, you know, I mean, it's January tomorrow. I mean, you can't help but think, like, okay, well, it's got to go at some point. And then all of a sudden the phone call comes in yesterday, like, Shogun's got one over 100. They got a bunch from 40 to 60. They got a bunch of 30-pounders. They still got fish hanging. And that was at, like, lunchtime yesterday. You know what I mean? Like, so it's just, oh, here we go. No, it's still on and still firing. And, you know, it's New Year's Eve. Let's keep the bluefin thing rolling. So I know there was talk of, like Frank said, about putting that trip together. But it's only a week away. So what an opportunity to get to go
this
fishing.
This coming Friday.
Yeah, pull on
yep,
big
Friday
one.
Friday night.
A half day.
Yep.
On the show. And like I say, Shogun. I love
oh, my
that
gosh.
And
yes.
Stable. Big and wide,
yeah,
tons
so
of bait, great crew,
and $700.
Good food.
That's a reasonable price if you look at some of the guys that you know have been running some of these trips, you know, on day and a half even. I mean, $700 for a 2.5 day with bluefin biting
and food included.
Yeah, that's a very reasonable price.
Yeah, meals on your departure day, the whole nine. That's going to be a cool trip for sure. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going. We got a whole lot more when we come back. We're going to be taking more of your phone calls. We're going to be checking in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Time for the Catch Report.
You got it, man. Today, the Catch Report sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can just see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing.
Look at that shirt that Doug has on.
He's representing right over here, buddy.
Representing the Fisherman's Processing,
Fisherman's Processing
brand right there. The best. Hey, you only have the best, so why not represent the best.
Yep,
right?
I agree.
I should say, too, I don't know that we mentioned it on the trip, but I definitely want to now, and I apologize if I didn't before, but Sean was super generous for our Let's Talk Hookup long-range trip in donating a lot of gift certificates that we were able to give away as part of our raffle for our Let's Talk Hookup trip on the Royal Star.
So nice.
I just want to say thanks to Sean. Everybody that received one was super stoked, and everybody's using Fisherman's Processing anyway, so why not save a few bucks?
There you go.
Sure. Well, hey, let's do that. It's time for the Catch Report. Let's talk to the man. We're going up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and talking to Captain Brian Woolley. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
To you too, Woolley.
Crazy to believe it blew through 2017, man, like it was nothing.
No doubt.
Right? Jeez.
Well, pretty good year, though.
It was. We had a great year. We're stoked where we're at, and we're looking forward to 2018, no doubt about it. But for us right now, you know, more rockfish as we try to get our last licks in on that stuff, you know, before it closes here. And the good fishing continued as we saw some good results out in that deeper water this week. Some real good days down there off Box Canyon. You know, not too much current made things tricky or made things not, you know, it was good enough that we didn't, you know, have to really rely on that current. So good mixed back bottom fishing to finish out that stuff going into the closure. And with that being said, that bottom fishing down there, we saw some real good sculpin sign down in that same area. So you know what we're going to be doing come tomorrow. So if you're coming out on a trip with us on a three-quarter day, you know, be prepared to fish that sculpin out deep with your sinkers, your rubber grubs, scampies, or that Lucanus jig. You know, have that all dialed in your tackle box ready to go. So half-day stuff got a little tricky this week as the surface temps did dip a little bit. Most of what we've been catching in the likes of the sheephead, whitefish, for example, are going to be off the table for us come Monday as well. But, again, that sculpin, of course, and some sand bass and a few calico bass will be the focus on those half-day trips. So certainly some options on the half-day scene come Monday, either that local bass or a quick shot down to that deep water and fish that sculpin. Finally, here on the halibut front, well, that 25-pound fish that sat top dog for a couple months has been bumped out of that top spot. We had a real nice 36-pounder slide in there on Friday. So that's got a good, solid hold on that leaderboard spot. But remember, you know, half the prize derby money goes to the big fish, and the second half goes to the largest fish caught on that fish off at the end of the derby there. So not all hope is lost. There's still certainly a chance to catch a nice one and get out there and win some of that money. So that's it from us for this week. If you guys want to hop on a trip, give our landing a phone call here. Number is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawarf.com and take advantage of that Let's Talk Hookup deal. Click on that Dana Wharf banner ad, give you a little discount code, and then you can go from there and book online.
Good call, Woolley. Well, certainly some great fishing going on. Glad to hear the drift trips are going so good, and always looking forward to seeing some giant one. Like the boys at Dana Wharf never disappoint. There's always some monsters that hit that leaderboard.
Some big halibut this year.
I always feel so bad because every year it's the same thing. You always talk about somebody that had some real big one, and you'd always have to assume that guy knows he's got it wrapped up, and then a monster comes and knocks him off the leaderboard. It's always fun keeping up to date with the halibut tournament.
That's it. You know, you never know. You just got to keep on it and keep fishing. So that's the name of the game. So thanks, guys, for the time. Happy New Year again to you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Okay.
Thanks,
Happy New Year. Talk to you next year. Thanks a lot, Woolley. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap.
Gundy's probably out fishing.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. That's exactly where he would be. Well, that's going to wrap up our Catch Report, which is sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com, where you'll find all the gear that you need to catch fish in the surf. Again, that's SurfFishTackle.com. Phones are absolutely packed solid. We're going to jump back into them and talk to Dan, who's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I had a happy new year, y'all.
Same to you.
One comment and one question. First of all, I went on the Dolphin on Tuesday, morning half day, and big ups to the crew and getting everybody out of those tangles. Some pretty crazy December yellowtail fishing.
Yes, how cool is that?
It was awesome. And then my second question was, what the fish were in, it seemed like every stop the fish were in a different water column. I don't think one fish was caught on the surface. And when you're fishing the dropper loop, do you keep it in gear or do you put it in free spool?
You know, traditionally, historically, when you're dropper loop fishing, you just, you know, put it down there and leave it in gear. But I know some people leave it out of gear and let the fish eat it. When it's just suspended like that, you know, if you want to keep it out of gear, that's fine. You know, you'll feel the bite and give them a little rope to hang themselves and then put it in gear. But you can just as easily, we're fishing small sardines right now. And, you know, yellowtail has no problem eating that pretty readily. So, you know, some of the bites are like, you'll feel it kind of nibble and then, you know, the rod will just go down. Other bites are just like instant hammered. But, you know, when you feel them kind of starting to bite it like that, you know, maybe lower your rod tip and let them have it. And then when they start pulling steadily, then you can go ahead and turn the handle and set the hook. But, either method is fine. Typically, if you're fishing the bottom, you'll just put it straight in gear almost 100% of the time in that scenario. But when it's suspended 80 feet like that, you know, you can do it either way, and you'll have success.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Fishing Charter. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New almost New Year here.
Yes, hey, Brandon. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you, Doug?
I'm good, and I just want to throw it out there. We are so thrilled to have your 23 Parker at Fisherman's Landing. What a professional, great addition and operation there. So, and Wes, I mean, he's the man, and you're the man. So thank you very much. We appreciate everything you did for Fisherman's Landing this year.
Well, thanks. I was calling to say the same. We appreciate the opportunity, and worked out great, and we'll be back down there after lobster season here.
Awesome. Glad to hear it. So what's going on?
Well, kind of got a little bit of a Christmas present in that been catching a few sea bass.
Sweet.
One of the Long Beach boats kind of kicked it off, that Chabasco little six-pack. If anyone's following the counts, he had limits a couple days. We got over and got a piece of it. We had four our last trip. So we're going to be doing trips every other Saturday, open party trips out of Davy's Locker.
Nice.
You know, as you know, weekend open parties, that's kind of what everyone wants, and it's tough to pull off sometimes. So it being winter, we figured it would be a good intro to the boat and try to get some new people out and catch some sea bass.
Awesome.
Nice. Right. You got the family helping you out there, too, right?
Yeah, Karen's sick in bed, so I guess. So, you know, I'm on duty today,
you're
which is great. I don't get to do it as much as I would like to. So
you're covering it all.
We're going to have a nice day. We just left IHOP.
Oh,
nice.
Wow. Yeah. So,
Fruity.
Smiley face pancakes.
Yeah.
So, Brandon. All over your face there.
Yeah.
Hey, so Brandon, if somebody wants to book a charter, what's your availability? What's the dates?
We have some. January is a good month for us, so we have plenty of opportunity. And just you could give me a call 949-212-0719 or bitesportfishing.com is our website. Still doing the lobster thing. Lobster's been excellent, so we're looking forward to a good winter. You know. Winter's our favorite time of the year to fish. It's just it's a special time, and there's going to be no shortage of opportunities. I won't take too much of your time, but one of my buddies that runs a lifeboat who's been around forever said, "Oh man, I've been catching a few sea bass." He said, "Well, this is kind of the world we live in. Tuna bite year round, and the sea bass season starts in December, I guess."
How true is that?
And so you can do a little combo thing too. You do a little lobster as well as sea bass.
Yeah. I've had kind of straight fishing trips the last few days, but we're back on that lobster thing here and after the new year, and that combo thing, we were doing that last year in March and catching 2 to 5 sea bass a day, and you know, it's not full limit to lobster end of season, but with high teens, low 20s, like that.
That's
nice.
So cool, man.
Wow.
Fun
cool
trip.
For sure.
And like you said, it's just, you know, there's so many people that want the opportunity to go fishing with you, and frankly, it's busy, and it's hard to jump on in the summertime to fish with Wes, but here's an opportunity right now to get on the boat, and you've said it before, you know, charters go to, you know, your customers first, and then what's available, so what a good opportunity to get on the boat and have your shot in there and be part of the fam.
Exactly, and that, you know, I fished 4 or 5 different spots yesterday, and I must have said, God, this is pretty, 7 or 8 times. It's just a beautiful place to fish.
That's right.
Yep.
It is, yeah. All right, Brandon, once again, how do we get a hold of you and want to book a charter?
Give me a call. I got my phone on. A little bit of crying in the background, but, you know, could be me or the kids. 949-212-0719.
All right, and we'll see you right here in the Mighty 1090 studios on January the 21st.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Happy New Year, Brandon.
Right. Thanks for everything, guys. Appreciate all of you. Bye.
Take care.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great catch reports like that. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest, best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay and would be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with Eco Boost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.